I remember a young man coming to me and asking, why should I be a member of a church? I don't find that the Bible speaking of church membership. I think he would actually need to read the New Testament again, and I so advised him at that time. Obviously, if we're born again of the Spirit of God, we're all members of the body of Christ. That is the one indivisible and in some sense invisible church of Jesus Christ, the body of all believers. And we are members one of another. But when Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said we're members one of another, he was writing of a local church. Now, was there a church membership in the early church? I submit to you that there was a church membership in the early church. How do I know? Well, let me give you one indication. Paul spoke about Christians going from one place to another, and they would have a letter of recommendation from their local church. Now, stop and think of all that that implies. If there were no such thing as being in the membership of a local church, there could be no such thing as having a letter of recommendation from the elders of that church to the elders of another local church. Then stop and think of something else. We are commanded, not advised, commanded that we should obey them that have the rule over us. Now, people who say, I don't believe in church membership, they just go along to whatever fellowships they want, and every man really does that which is right in his own eyes. They're under no spiritual authority. They're under no spiritual authority. Once there is a recognized spiritual authority, there is, de facto, a membership. Now, we're commanded to be under that authority. And if you're a Christian and you are not living under the authority of a God-ordained eldership, then there's something wrong. If you're doing it deliberately, that you just will not submit to such authority, then you are living in sin and disobedience to God. What is the basis? The basis is that we cannot fulfill the commandments of the New Testament regarding our place in the church, our function in the church, our submission to the leadership of the church. And I could add, we can have no power or place in selecting that leadership unless we recognize a church membership and participate in it. Is it biblical then to have a church membership? It undoubtedly is. My argument is it's unbiblical to do otherwise.